KSTW. 8:25. Your morning team, Charlie, Denise, and Pat, and you. CBS do some news reports on this, but
40 years ago.
Where were you February 28th, 1983?
In bed.
When the final episode of MASH was broadcast.
I had to watch it later.
Is it in bed watching MASH?
No, I had to watch it later. I had to watch it later, yeah.
2.5 hour final episode.
Yeah, huge. I mean,
it was huge.
Yeah.
I read that it had a, what was it, a 60 rating and a 77 share, something like that.
Like, yeah, like 125 million homes.
Yeah, well, and I, like on average, they were getting, I think, 105 million viewers for those 2.5 hours. But for the final 6 minutes, 126 million were watching. That was the average for those final 6 minutes of the episode. Something you just, you know, only Cheers. The finale for Cheers. I also read somewhere maybe the finale for The Fugitive years ago.
Oh, yeah, that was another classic.
Are the only ones that kind of come close, just come close to MASH. The only event that tops MASH sometimes, Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really about it. I don't think you'll ever get anything like that, really, again, because everything now, are the way we consume media, it's all fragmented, and we don't have to have appointment television. You can just, if it's especially in streaming times or DVRs, you can just record stuff and watch it whenever you want.
Yeah. I mean, even before a DVR, there was no video cassette recorders.
I mean, those were just really starting to kind of come out. So, right. I mean, you won't see anything like that again. So that's just, I think that's why it's an important, I'm glad that everybody is marking that. I know CBS is marking the occasion because obviously MASH is from CBS, but I mean, it is. It was television history and always will be. And it still has one of the greatest final shots ever in, you could say, in TV history, which is that as Hawkeye is being lifted off, he can read what BJ left for him and the stones on the helicopter pad that said goodbye, not just to Hawkeye, but to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a phenomenal shot.
And still available to see those TV reruns that are still very powerful and enjoyable to watch today.
And because I know my MASH, they filmed the final episode, Farewell, Goodbye, Farewell, and Amen. They filmed that earlier in the final season. That is not the final episode that they filmed. Because they had to get that into the can, and then they came back and they still did about two or three more episodes.
Really?
Yep. Hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
For those of you who know MASH, the last episode of MASH and the last scene of MASH is when they are doing the time vault, and they're putting stuff into the time vault.
Yeah.
That was really the final. That was the second last episode, but that was the last episode that they filmed.
Ooh.
All right, and a little trivia: who are the only actors to be in the very first episode and the second and the last episode?
No, I'm.
Alan Alda, obviously, would be one. Yeah,
guessing Loretta Swift.
That's right.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Those were the only. They were the only two to be there for the first one and the last one.
Yeah, powerful TV.
Yeah,
I'd probably never have anything powerful again. There's some good TV.
Oh yeah,
there's some powerful TV,
and great endings to series too, like the Sopranos ending. I know a lot of when that was being talked about and everything, but I'm just saying in terms of appointment television, where everybody was together. I mean, you just won't see something like that.
Won't match that kind of setting again.